Poole, Ezra A., circa 1807 to 1894, and Sally Marilla, 1819 to after 1900. Earlier, a Congregationalist clergyman, Ezra Poole became a Millerite Adventist in the early 1840s. He joined the Sabbatarian Adventists in 1850 and soon after began to preach for them, mostly in Lincklane, New York and vicinity. Surprisingly, the History of Shenango and Madison Counties lists Ezra Poole as pastor of the Lincklane Seventh-day Baptist Church from 1856 to 1859. A letter to the Review in 1858 explained that the Sabbatarian Adventists in Lincklane hold their meetings each Sabbath afternoon in the meeting house of the Seventh-day Baptists, where Brother Poole preaches to the latter in the morning and then meets with the Advent Brethren in the afternoon. Although his preaching seems to have been mostly local, his administrative talents had a wider impact. Among other responsibilities, he served on a committee set up in 1852 to raise funds for the First Review printing press and to oversee the financial concerns of the paper. In 1860, Poole was active in the debate at a general conference in Battle Creek over the adoption of Seventh-day Adventist as the denominational name. It was his motion that we call ourselves Seventh-day Adventists that finally passed after withdrawal of David Hewitt's initial motion that we take the name of Seventh-day Adventists. Italics supplied. Ezra Poole and his wife are briefly mentioned by Ellen White in 1854 as having been deeply hurt by the severity and overbearing spirit of Samuel W. Rhodes, a traveling preacher of some prominence in the early 1850s. It is also likely that, despite the disparity in spelling, the brother Poole referred to in Letter 11, 1862, November 9th, is Ezra Poole. He is there counseled that he has lost sense of the greatness of the work and needs to move with more energy and decision.